T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doug Plagans. He is on the line at the BB&T Center in beautiful Sunrise, Florida for tonight's game. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers. You'll hear him tonight on 560 QAM and all along the Florida Panthers radio network. He is joining us now. What's the vibe there now, Plagans?
Well, right now it's, the old calm before the storm, if you will. We're anticipating, obviously, the electricity to all kick in when the fans begin to make their way into the BB&T Center here pretty soon. I got to tell you, that atmosphere the other night was just insane. It was awesome to see, and not just because it was the biggest crowd that we'd seen in here in quite some time, but just because it was playoff hockey. That's how it feels, and that's how it feels each and every night. And if you can believe it, it only gets to be more and more electric as the games go by. So, we're expecting a lot of the same. There's going to be a ton of buzz in here in just a few hours' time. And I got to mention, too, Night Train's my favorite GNR song. So so thanks to Solana for that on the lead-in.
Solana, you got to feel good.
Yeah, Doug, you're not the only one doing a scouting report ahead of tonight's game.
and Doug, Bennett's suspended for this game, correct?
Correct. He will be out tonight.
Do you expect this series to get nastier? Because those last two regular season games, it went out of control. I think one game we had 150 minutes of penalty box minutes. Do you expect this series to start getting a little nastier as it continues to mature?
Now, I think that and Billy Lindsay and I have talked about this quite a bit. I think you're going to see the nastiness. I think you're going to see the tension. I think you're going to see the intensity just naturally get ramped up with each passing shift. I think it's going to be a different kind of intensity than you may have seen during those last two regular season games, just because it's, the regular season compared to the playoffs. And the other thing you have to take into account, looking at the games the other night, and Brandon Montour was asked about this earlier today, and he said it's, basically, long and short of it, he said it's basically a line that you just have to walk, because there's going to be an intensity in these games. But obviously, we saw you don't want to give the Tampa Bay Lightning and their potent power play unit, which has been reinvigorated with Stamkos and Kucherov and Victor Hedman back into it, you don't want to give them too many opportunities, and therefore you don't want to let those emotions get the best of you. So tonight, I think for both teams, I think you're certainly going to see the nastiness. I think you're going to continue to see some of the stuff after the whistles, which, I thought maybe we'd see less of that, but that's just carried on into this. That's just the nature of the rivalry. That's where we are right now with the Panthers and the Lightning. You're going to see all those things. I just think it's going to be a little bit more controlled in a sense than what you saw during those last two regular season games, just because being the playoffs and, you don't want to put Tampa Bay on the power play, there is certainly a line there that you don't want to cross.
Yeah, I think a lot of the complaints about game one was that the Panthers were on a penalty kill too much of the game, and they put Sergei Bobrovsky in a bad spot. But conversely, and we talked about this today, if you're Sergei Bobrovsky and you're making as much money as you're making and you're supposed to be an elite goaltender, you're supposed to be able to withstand some of that, as to where maybe an average goalie wouldn't. But we learned today that Coach Q is going with Chris Drieger in net. What do you think about the change?
Well, you know, Coach Q said earlier today, it's more than anything, it's a matter of Chris Drieger earned the opportunity, and he pushed for it last year during the qualifying round. You know, he pushed for a chance to play there, and all season long, he did his job and did an outstanding job of it. And it was, you know, it's more a credit to him. He's deserving of the opportunity, and he's going to get a chance to go out there and start his first Stanley Cup playoff game this evening. So, it's a matter of sometimes looking for a different kind of spark, a different kind of look. And, you know, the other thing, it's not even so much anything regarding Sergei Bobrovsky as much as it is the fact that, as Coach Q said, Chris Drieger has gone out every single day this season and earned the opportunity for a situation like this, and he's going to get a chance tonight. And to boot, he's going to get a chance to play his first Stanley Cup playoff game on his 27th birthday. So happy birthday to him. A milestone event for him tonight, and hopefully the Panthers are able to get this series evened up.
And, Doug, like you're saying, Drieger starting, you know, down, only down 1-0 at home, you know, about to go out there and, you know, show out in front of their home crowd. What would be a couple things tonight that you want to see out of the Panthers? We want them to win the series, but just tonight, let's get to 1-1 at home. What do you need to see out of the Panthers tonight? What's the most, what couple things that are important for the Panthers tonight and how they're going to play?
Well, Alex Wennberg talked about it. He was asked earlier today when he spoke to the media, he was, you know, asked just in general about tonight's game, and he said they really can't get too carried away looking at, you know, what the rest of the series could shape up to be or anything like that. And I think, Crowder, you know better than anybody. As an athlete, you get into a tough situation, you see a little bit of adversity, and you got to stay in the moment. You just got to stay right in the here and now. And I think for the Panthers, that's the big thing. And you said they're only down one game to none here, and they have a home game tonight and a chance to get this thing evened up. So the Panthers are in a good situation if they can get this series evened up tonight here on home ice. But for them, I think first and foremost, stay in the moment, just focus on each individual shift and each individual period, and go out and win your shift, go out and win the period, and if you can do those things consistently, you'll probably win the hockey game. And, you know, plain and simple, we saw last game the importance of this, but you just and I hit it off the top, you just can't give this Tampa Bay power play unit any, you know, you can't give them any extra opportunities, because they don't need a lot of room, they don't need a lot of time, and they've got so many options that they can beat you with, and again, they're just very difficult to deal with. So certainly you want to stay out of the penalty box. And the other thing, the Panthers just need to keep doing what they're doing against Andrei Vasilevsky. I mean, this guy is owned the rest of the league over the last few years, but the Panthers this season have had his number like nobody else has. So if they can just continue to make life difficult on him down there in the Tampa Bay net, the Panthers stand to have an opportunity to put a few pucks in the net this evening.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight on the Florida Panthers Hockey Network. You can certainly hear it on 560 QAM and all the Panthers playoff games, and we hope there are a lot of them, will air on 560 QAM. Let's get to the very important breaking news today, Doug.
Uh-oh.
Burger King announced that they are bringing back the crown-shaped nuggets. Now, those haven't been available at BK for 10 years. And I maintain, I tweeted this out, I maintain, you know, you and I have food rules. I think
Yes. Both
of us live by certain food rules. Some of my rules include a sandwich always tastes better in a red basket. You know, you get a burger and fries in one of those red baskets with the
A&W
delivery.
Used to do that. It's solid.
Of
yeah,
course.
I like it.
Tastes better. Mm-hmm. Tastes better. I believe popcorn always tastes better out of a bag than in a bucket. You know, sometimes you go to a movie theater and you got a large bag or you got the large bucket. It's always better out of a bag, a little more malleable. I have lots of food rules, so do you.
Although when you're a kid, you like the bucket, because when you're done, you can put it on your head and wear it as a hat.
You put it
what
on your head.
What kid doesn't like doing that?
I mean, this guy
that?
Speaks to my soul. This guy speaks to my soul.
Y'all didn't get spanked. Did y'all get spanked?
Yeah. No, my mom and dad also had the bucket on their head. I learned from an early age, once you're done with the bucket, you put it right on your head. But I maintain that chicken nuggets always taste better in the shape of a crown than a regular, just generic-shaped nugget. Where do you stand on this?
Oddly enough, I would typically say I like my chicken nuggets to be not necessarily uniformed. You know, I like when they have a little bit of, you know, some variables from
personality,
nugget to nugget. Yes, personality is a great way to put it. But as we know, we discussed it on the last time I was on the show. White Castle has the chicken rings. I've never had the chicken crown nuggets from Burger King, but I'd be happy to give them a try. So this is could potentially be a new experience, but let's see. That's an interesting, I guess, re-addition. You know, the last game, the Lightning brought back Kucherov, and Burger King's bringing back the nuggets shaped like crowns.
Yeah, work that into the broadcast nowhere close. Tonight if you can.
Nowhere close to the same thing, Doug.
No, right, not at all.
As good as Kucherov is, the crown-shaped nuggets are better.
Get the hell out of here. Doug, best chicken nugget.
Best
chicken nugget. What you got? Best chicken nugget you ever
Chick-fil-A.
Taken.
Chick-fil-A. Wow. Chick-fil-A.
Do I get this question afterwards?
The Chick-fil-A nugget. You can't beat the Chick-fil-A nugget.
Wow. No, that is incorrect. I have to tell you, I believe the Chick-fil-A nuggets are wildly overrated. There's not enough breading.
I like a very light breading.
And they're baby nuggets, right? Right, Crowder? They're baby nuggets.
Yeah, you want the rib meat wrapped in bread and fried hard. You're right. Chick-fil-A, Doug.
Those Chick-fil-A nuggets are baby nuggets. They're like the size of marbles.
They're chicken. They're real chicken. That's a chicken breast. I could even see sometimes they have a nipple on them.
So we're talking about like chicken nuggets that you would get at a number of places. Like you can't just pick a restaurant, you know, that there's one location. We're talking about like mainstream nuggets.
Mainstream nuggets. Chick-fil-A. Doug hit it on the head.
Chick-fil-A you're saying is the best chicken nugget?
I think so, but here's my disclaimer with it though. You mentioned it, Hawk. They are a little small. So with the Chick-fil-A nuggets, I view them more as an add-on to whatever else I get. Like I'm probably getting a combo meal of some kind. And if I'm feeling really bold that day, particularly hungry, maybe I had a good workout or maybe I'm going to have a good workout later that day, I'm going to throw down another 8-piece on top of it, get some nuggets on the side. I think they're a great complement to whatever else you're getting at Chick-fil-A at that particular visit.
See, I think the Chick-fil-A nuggets always, gentlemen, leave me disappointed. Always.
No.
You're
eating a crown-shaped nugget?
I'm going to leave the crown to the side yet because I don't know when they return. So I'm going to leave that off to the side. And I am going to tell you, as shocking as this sounds, the Chicken McNugget is the best chicken nugget, mainstream chicken nugget out there.
It is good.
It is all white meat. The breading is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I have no complaints about it. Like, you never get one that's fried incorrectly.
It is good, and I'll tell you this.
I'm all about the McDonald's Chicken McNugget.
We could probably do a full separate series on this, but I think we can trace it all back to the mid-90s when Wendy's went to the 99-cent 5-piece. It changed the nugget landscape across the whole quick-serve industry.
So right. He's so
and
right.
Everybody had to up their nugget game after that. And now over the course of the last 25 years or so, we've seen nuggets go from just a thing at the end of the menu that, you know, you might not always get to a staple item that everybody better bring their A game to.
Solana, it sounds like you want to weigh in here on the chicken nuggets.
I do. I'm just I'm very disappointed in all of you. Thank you, Doug, for mentioning Wendy's, because Wendy's spicy chicken nugget.
They are good.
Are the best chicken nugget, and it's not even close. I mean, get out of here
with
Chick-fil-A.
But do we take points off that they go with 5 instead of 6, which is really standard industry regulation?
Six is the devil number.
Has anybody ever gotten the 20-piece at McDonald's?
Oh, I'm sure Solana
McDonald's
has,
does
right?
The 20-piece.
No, we do it with the kids, Doug, because I have 2 kids, so we can do the 20-piece, and then me, my wife, the kids, we can all eat on the little 20-piece.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Chicken McNuggets at McDonald's, I'm going to say. So you're going Wendy's, Solana? Because the Wendy's, they're very good. There's no question about it. Sometimes too many flakes of pepper in there in the batter.
It's a weird criticism because I believe that there can never be too many flakes of pepper in the batter. It has to be the spicy chicken nugget, though. I don't want the regular Wendy's chicken nugget. That's just okay. It's good. It's consistent, but it's just okay. It has to be the spicy chicken nugget that, from Wendy's.
That honey mustard sauce they give you at Wendy's is really good. The hot mustard at McDonald's, Hawk, we've discussed the hot mustard at McDonald's is one of the great condiments of all time. I'd put it in the Condiment Hall of Fame.
Yeah. If we're talking about chicken condiments, though, specifically, it's Chicken Kitchen and it's the mustard curry sauce.
Yeah.
That's South Florida exclusive. I think everyone would agree with that. And then Chick-fil-A with the honey barbecue sauce.
No,
a lot of people sleep on the honey barbecue.
Polynesian.
No, the Polynesian
everybody
is not
knows.
A good choice.
Ask Doug.
Not
everybody knows the best sauce is Polynesian at Chick-fil-A. Correct, Doug?
I always get the buffalo when I'm there. I wonder how many people that we've caused to pull into a drive-thru while they're out driving around right now.
Well, I just got a text from Craig Minervini who says Raisin Cane has the best chicken nuggets.
Oh, never
and
been.
And I'm surprised, Crowder, that you're not talking about Zaxby's, your love from Gainesville.
Oh, but those are chicken tenders. I separate.
So we're
nuggets
talking
and
specifically
tenders.
Nuggets. Okay,
we're
yeah, I'm with
nuggets.
You. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
no,
that's,
if we're gonna do this. We're gonna do it right.
Yeah, always. Yeah. That's what Hawk and Crowder do.
That's right. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right. Well, this was a tremendous time breaking down the Panthers Lightning series with you, Doug.
It's always great to stop by the show. I know we're going to cover a variety of things when I stop by, and again, I always enjoy it. So hope you guys enjoy the game tonight.
So now what did we agree on, though? Who is better at what they do, Burger King Crown Nuggets or Kucherov at hockey?
I can't formulate an opinion
on
the Crown Nuggets, but Nikita Kucherov 2 years ago won the scoring title, the MVP, and the MVP is chosen by the players as well. So he kind of had the trifecta there a couple of years ago. So pretty hard for any chicken nugget to beat that.
All right. So
and we saw what he could do the other night. The Panthers are going to have to neutralize that they can this evening.
I said yesterday to Goldie, I said the whole rest versus rust argument kind of went out the window after you saw Kucherov take a season off and then come back and do what he did in game one. So game two tonight, BB&T Center. Solana and I will be there, Doug. And if you're not lucky enough to be there, Doug Plagans, you can hear him on the radio, 560 QAM. It's an 8 o'clock puck drop tonight at the BB&T Center. Thank you as always, Doug.
No problem. 8 o'clock, 7:30 pregame. We'll talk to everybody there, and everybody enjoy the game tonight. Thanks as always for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.